This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and we are joined by no other than our former president of Namibia, His Excellency Nangolo Mbumba. Welcome, His Excellency.
Thank you very much. You are also welcome to talk to me.
We know you were the former president, but we don't know where you're from, where you grew up. Tell us all about that.
I was born in a place called Olukonda. That is Olukonda constituency in Oshikoto region. It's a place famous for churches and traditional leader, because at Olukonda parish, that's where the Bible in Oshindonga, which is the first language in Oshiwambo to be translated, all the Bible to be translated in that dialect, was Oshindonga. So I grew up there. That's where I was born, in the house of my grandparents, maternal grandparents. At the age of one, I was handed over to my grandparents to bring me up, because I was their first grandchild. I went to school at Olukonda, then I went to school at Onipa, a neighboring parish, and then I went to Ongwediwang Boys School, then later at Oshigambo High School. Then I left Namibia for exile in 1965, thinking that after 2 years, 3-4 years, maybe with an improved education, we'll be back. It took me 24 years before I could return back to Mother Namibia in 1989. So that is my background in terms of I went to school in Zambia, I went to school in the US, I went to school in London, England, I went to school in Russia. That is before independence. When I came back, it's government service, government service, government service that everybody can get.
And then, of course, you married your beautiful wife.
Thank you very much for agreeing with me that I married a beautiful wife.
You did?
Yeah, we met in exile. We did not know one another as children or young people. We met in exile. We fell in love. We got married. There was no wedding for parents to join us. I don't think our parents even knew that day we were getting married. That was our life in exile. And maybe that is the reason why we love one another so much, that we have always take decisions for ourselves and decided to live the way we want to live and to contribute either to the liberation of Namibian or to the welfare of Namibian people after independence, to work hard, to work honest, to do honest work, take care of the ill, the sick, on her part. She was always in the Ministry of Health line. I was always in education line, to send people to school, to advise people in terms of choices of profession they will pursue in the future, to take over the responsibility of some children whose parents were either not there or they were far away from them. Those had been our duties.
His Excellency, looking back at your time in office, what moments or decisions do you believe defined your presidency?
Well, mine, as everybody knows, was in a continuation of the work started by my brother and good friend, His Excellency Dr. Hage Gottfried Geingob. My decision to conclude that work, there was only 1 year left, to continue the maintenance of peace and stability, to have a good rapport to other political leadership and political leaders, to have good rapport with traditional leaders, whether they are northeast, north, central, or south, to have had to carry the responsibility of the burial of two of my leaders, Dr. Geingob first, and then Dr. Nuyoma. Those where emotional moment, they tax me to the core. There were moments when I did not exactly think that I will survive standing, but by God's grace, I did not fall down during those emotional moments. Mm. To be able to be the one being asked by the Namibia Defense Force that they carry the remains and through during the procession, either in Windhoek or throughout the country, those were momentous decisions. Had something gone wrong during that time, especially during Dr. Nyoma's time, this nation could not have be where it is now, that we have a new president elected by the majority of the Namibian people who have worked with me, that I'm talking now about Dr. Nedumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, who had worked with me as my vice president during those 13 months, that the people accepted the result of the elections. The people accepted that she is the elected, legitimate president of the Republic of Namibia, and she continued to work very, very, very hard to make sure that Namibia remain at peace and continue to develop. Those were few months in my life that really put me in a position to be the servant of all Namibians, to take decisions not looking at whether it will pain me or it will put me in trouble, but simply that it is for the benefit of the Namibian people, the stability of the Namibian government, the strength of the Namibian state.
His Excellency, what lessons from your personal life shaped the way you led the country?
No, I think first, I grew up under older people. I have learned to listen, and I have a healthy respect for older people, whether in the church, in the traditional authority, even in political leadership. In SWAPO, we grew up under Dr. Nyoma, a heroic figure, that the likes of Dr. Pohamba, the likes Otoive Atoivo, the likes of Gurilab, the likes of Kaingop. We had always people older than us or in higher position than us. And we have learned to follow decisions taken by our seniors with strong faith that the decisions they are taking are for the benefit of the Namibian people or are leading us towards the independence of the country. The other thing is my education was aiming only to be a school teacher, then a school principal. So I did not study political science. I studied natural sciences, biology. I was a teacher of mathematics. It did not train me this ambition to be the president one day. It came by an act of God. It came simply because the more you, as they say, the more you stay in one village, maybe you end up being the village headman of that type. So I was not prepared for the high office, but I also had the experience of working in a cabinet office, the first secretary to cabinet. I had the chance to be the minister of things like finance, at the same time security. I have worked at the party headquarters as Secretary General, as Deputy Secretary General, and then Secretary General. I have the discipline and the understanding of how institutions work. And that helped me to take decisions measured and calculated, not to aggrandize myself, but to make sure that stability and peace in our republic remain guaranteed.
Yes. His Excellency, what issues are closest to your heart today? Would it be governance, education, or youth empowerment?
I think education remains my number one. I'm still the Chancellor of the University of Namibia.
Yeah.
I deal with educational issues, and it's also my own background. Youth empowerment also spring from education. And an uneducated youth, you will have difficulties placing them in meaningful jobs. So education is the roots. Then youth empowerment is nobody is going to empower another person. You are prepared. Your country prepare. Your parents prepare. Your country prepare you so that you are able to understand issues, be able to solve problems, able to work, and able to innovate things. And then your job is guaranteed. The other thing, economy remains important. Agriculture, in line with Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, continue to be a very, very important background. We have a large piece of land. It's not everywhere we have water, but where we have water, we must produce the food. And during the rainy season, we must be ready to work hard and make sure that at least we have vegetable gardens or whatever we can do.
His Excellency, just the last question. When history writes about Nangolo Mbumba, what do you hope it will say?
I don't care.
No, it is not for me to decide what history will say, what historian will say, but hopefully they will remember two things. One, Nangolo Mbumba was the young man who was sent by Dr. Sam Nujoma, the first president of this republic, to go and stay in Walvis Bay during the time when we were negotiating with the South African apartheid government that Walvis Bay returned to Namibia. It is that the success of that mission which ended up making me a minister. Then, at least for them to remember that with the tears in our hearts, in our eyes, and in our minds, I was able to be the president during when we lost the president of in office, Dr. Hage G. Geingob, my good brother and friend. And then, as if that was not enough, within the same 12 months, to lose the national hero of this republic, the founding president of this republic. And we have to honor him and give the two of them the most befitting memorials and funeral services a country can offer to their leaders.
His Excellency, thank you so much for talking to me.
You are most welcome. So for reminding me of what we have gone through last year, what journey I had walked to reach where I am now, a retired former president of the Republic of Namibia, at peace wherever I am, whether I'm in Windhoek in my house or my little house on the farm. Thank you so much.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.